This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. That's lumin.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley.
Well, let's continue our slow walk through Romans chapter 1. Last time we looked at verses 16 and 17. I'm going to read 17 again to start with. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. And then in 18, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. So we have the righteousness of God revealed in the gospel, and the wrath of God revealed against godlessness. We have this complete contrast. The gospel reveals the righteousness of God, and the godlessness and wickedness reveals the wrath of God, or brings about the wrath of God. The preaching of the gospel unveils God's righteousness. Wickedness and godlessness unveils God's wrath. This word wrath is the Greek word orge, and it is not a flashy thing. It's not a sudden flash of anger. It is a settled opposition. It is a settled position. God is against this in a settled way. It brews in him. It is just, he is against this. They are against him, and that reveals his opposition. The gospel reveals the righteousness and the blessing of God. Refusing the gospel reveals, if you like, the curse that comes from rejecting God. So let's look at it from verse 18, as the NIV makes this a new chapter heading, and often therefore that comparison is lost. It's the position that reveals that nature of God. The gospel and accepting the gospel reveals the righteousness. Rejecting it, godlessness, wickedness, reveals God's settled opposition to people who will not accept his truth. So this settled wrath of God is revealed from heaven against the godlessness and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Notice these people are actively suppressing the truth. Their wickedness suppresses the truth. Now, it may not be that they are consciously suppressing the truth. It may not be that they're saying, we know God is true, we will work against him. It is much more likely that they are, because they have chosen this path, they are suppressing the truth in themselves, and they're suppressing the truth around about themselves. Since in verse 19, what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. That's a profound statement, that what is known about God is plain to them. There is no get-out clause. The truth of God is fundamentally revealed in creation. You cannot live on this planet and not be aware of the truth of God. That's what this verse is saying. But there are those who seek to suppress the truth of God by living in ignorance of it deliberately, and by making their lives as if there is no God. There are those who suppress the truth of God. And that is a position of complete folly, because what is known about God, what can be known about God, is plain. That we have a creator. And that actually God is good, because look at the way the world is. I know there's lots of things that go wrong in the world, but the Bible makes that clear. This is because of sin. Later in Romans, all creation groans because of sin. All creation is in a bondage because of sin. But the background of it all is good, isn't it? There is seed time and there is harvest. There is enough food for everybody on this planet. It's only sin that means some are starving where others are fat. God is good. And that's plain. In just the detail, God is a lavish creator. You cannot go anywhere on this planet, above the ocean, below the ocean, atop of the highest mountain, and not see creation and life and goodness. And he has provided for us. You get cold sometimes, but he's provided the means of creating local heat. It's all there. What may be known about God is plain, because God has made it plain. But there are those who suppress that and say there is no God. It's all by chance. It's all by evolution. That God is opposed to. The wrath of God is being revealed against those who say there is no God, against those who say there is no good God, against those who say we do not need him. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and his divine nature, his goodness and his love and his grace have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Creation reflects the character of God. And I think we need to once more begin to affirm that, that we've allowed the whole science says this stuff to say, you know, nature is long in tooth and claw and all the other things, but nature reflects the qualities of God, and creation reflects the nature of God, whether that's looking into the furthest galaxies and seeing his bigness, his infiniteness, but his beauty even out there, to looking into the smallest atom and seeing how it all works like clockwork, and his precision and his timing. Look at creation and see God. Have your eyes opened. Do not listen to the there is no God and this does not reveal God. Look at it and look at how it reveals God. And look at how all of creation reveals God. The gospel reveals his righteousness because it unpacks, it opens people's eyes to the truth. But it's all there anyway in creation. And God's wrath is revealed against those who seek to cover him up and to say he's not there. And it's the wickedness of man that God is against. The wickedness of saying there is no God. That's the ultimate definition of wickedness. It's suppressing this truth about God. We can stand on the certainty that God is there, and we can point to things in creation that tell people God is there. And we need to do this, and we need to once more be certain and be definite about what the Bible says is true and how that is reflected in creation out there. God's wrath is consistently revealed against wickedness, against those who suppress the truth. And as our culture seeks to suppress the truth more, we can expect to be dealing with the curse of God's wrath more in our culture. Because the further we go from saying God is true, the more the problems are in human society, the more the problems are in everything we try to do just goes wrong as a culture. That is what it means, that God's wrath is revealed against the wickedness of those who want to suppress his truth. So let's proclaim his truth, because God's righteousness is revealed in the proclamation of the gospel.
The music is by graceforall.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.